Listen up, Flappies. That's right. The Last Outlaw. Double J, Jeff Jarrett here. That's right. That's J-E-double-F-J-A-double-R-E-double-T. That's Double J, Jeff Jarrett. The world's greatest singer. The world's greatest entertainer. And you absolutely know the world's greatest wrestler. And at this time, I'd like to welcome you, that's right, to the Kickin' Out Podcast. And it's hosted by none other than three absolutely diehard AEW fans. That's right. It's Tanner Lee, it's Austin Shepherd, and it's Paul Zartman. Folks, buckle up. It's going to be a hell of an episode. And oh, I've got one last thing to say. One on all you folks. Choke on that, you bunch of slap nuts.
One, two, kicking out yet another brand new episode of the Kicking Out Podcast. It is Sunday night. It's August 16th, 2026. We are 2 weeks away, 14 days away from AEW All In London. Got main event Shep in the house. We got the workhorse, Paul Zartman.
Who?
In the house?
Who?
And it's me, it's me, it's the KOP Predictions Champion, T-A-N-N-L-E-E, Tanner Lee.
Oh, wait, what?
You forgot a few letters in there, man.
Will you start
T-A-N-N-E-R. I forgot the E-R.
There we go.
L-E-E.
Will you start your own gimmick? Don't steal somebody's gimmick. That's, like, frowned upon.
Nah.
But, hey, you know what? I have a mouse that works.
It's pink.
Hey, Paul, no, I got no finger that works too, Paul.
It changes see that? Colors. See? It's multi.
Hey, before we get into any wrestling at all, I was watching golf today, right? I'm a big golf nerd. Yeah. So I got to thinking, there's one golfer that should be endorsed by Ric Flair. Can any of you name that golfer?
I should be able to, but I honestly can't right now. But I should be able to. Siwoo Kim.
Thank you.
Okay.
Could you imagine Ric Flair cutting a promo for Siwoo Kim?
That would be pretty legendary.
And Siwoo Kim has a great personality. Like
yeah, he does.
He's a funny character. Like
he does.
I don't know. I was sitting there watching that today, and I'm like, there's Siwoo Kim. He hit a shot, and I'm like, why could not Ric Flair partner up with Siwoo Kim?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's South Korean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he can't be North Korean.
Nope. Not
going to work. But he's South Korean. I'm just like, oh, Flair's got history there. Like, this would be perfect.
Man, Shep, you need to make a phone call or two.
To who?
Who? We got some comments here.
Already?
Bada bing, bada boom. Realest Canadian in the room. How you doing? Majin says.
That's embarrassing.
You said don't steal a gimmick. Look at that. That's
embarrassing. So embarrassing.
Steven Chambers, what's up, buddy? Feel like you haven't heard from you in a little while. He said Jeff Jarrett looks like Colonel Sanders with blonde hair. Hey, don't be dissing my boy Double J now.
I mean, if Double J can make some fried ass chicken, then I can have something. I'll go with that.
Yep. Yep.
Where's Steffi? Steffi, we gotta talk NASCAR. Come on.
No Steffi in the chat.
Not yet. All right. Give her a little time.
And we got one here. Nick Ferrante, sorry if I mispronounced your last name. SR Studios, killing it, boys. Hope you have a good show. Hope we can do something soon. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it there, Nick.
And then Majin, workhorse is finally here. Man,
I don't know who this workhorse is that you guys keep referring to.
Oh God, he's changed gimmicks already. Guy,
he flips back and forth more than Paul White being heel and face.
He flips back and forth whether to, if I decide I'm going to diet or not.
That's not where I thought you'd go with that one, but all right.
I kept it clean.
Keep it all clean early in the pod, but Paul, you missed 1 week, and people are just throwing shade at you in the comments.
It's okay. I tough skin, let it roll off my back like a duck off of water. or water off a duck's back. There we go.
What?
What?
English is hard, okay? It's not my
name. Hey, just to let you know, we had a great pod last week with the Turnbuckle Tavern.
Yes, you guys did.
Shout out to Chad and Chad Smith and Chad Sneed. Go give those boys a follow if you haven't already. They do great work, and they're so fun to talk to. So.
They are the best Brad Chad I've ever talked to in my life.
There you go. There you go. Steve Chambers sucks. Nigel McGuinness injured. I wonder who's replacing Nigel at the tournament. Yeah, there's going to be an update tomorrow on social media. He beat Shibata in the Continental Cup tournament last night on Collision, which I actually watched Collision. It was a good episode. And then they came out and said, which, of course, it was taped Thursday, but they came out and said he might be injured. So, yeah, I wonder what they're going to do there because we're down to eight guys now.
Now, let me ask you a question. Nigel's one of those guys. He had one of those career-ending injuries, right?
Yep.
He was on the shelf forever, came back. He's like a Cajun Cope.
Yeah.
He does these matches 1, 2, 3 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think doing those and not doing regular work in the ring, do you think that makes you more prone to injuries because you don't have that work callous?
I think it does. I think that's why, like in WWE, they saw a spike of injuries ever since they stopped doing house shows.
Yeah.
Stopped getting those reps. You're working less a week. AW, we've seen a lot of injuries over the, creation of AW. And Paul can speak to it better probably than you and me. He's been more involved in the industry, but I mean, less reps, less matches. Ring rust is a real thing.
It is. It is.
Well, Paul only gets injured when they throw him in the lake.
That's true.
I think that's the one time I didn't get injured. Thank you.
Weston said the injury smells like a work. Steven Chambers said probably Shibata replacing Nigel. I wouldn't like that though. He lost. But Weston said he's got a title match against Lee Moriarty on Friday. Oh yeah, for the ROH pay per view. We'll see what the announcement is tomorrow. I guess if he's injured, he's probably out for that too. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah.
If he's injured and he's got a title match against that, could you see Joe coming back? Joe having a little ROH.
I feel like you saved that for Wembley. He's coming back.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But I wouldn't hate it, Shep. But
it's not the gold in ROH, probably throw you.
No, that's true.
But it's still the 2300 or ECW Arena. Like you still need a big pop to get that place going. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a long shot.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think, Paul?
Sure. No, I don't know, man. The problem is I've been kicking around a lot of things this last week, especially since Wednesday with Wembley approaching. I don't want to see a lot of returns or debuts at Wembley because I feel like then eventually things are going to get overshadowed, which I'll talk more about later on in the podcast, but. Have Joe come back, capture some gold. It's not the gold like Shep said, but it'll do him no harm to hold something like that for a while. Or even if it's, a month, so be it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Eric Douglas says, can I rant about Triple H booking of the women's division since he came in charge?
Sure.
You can rant about it.
You can rant all you want. We'll probably majority agree with your ass.
Yeah. We're an AEW podcast. We mostly talk AEW, but we'll probably agree with you here. So
every once in a while, we like to bitch about the Fed.
Heck, I can bitch about Tony Khan's booking in the women's division right now. So
I've never bitched about Tony Khan's booking.
Never. And I've never missed a single episode of the Kicking Out podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I do have something. I've been meaning to do this a few weeks ago. He sent this last month. It's our loyal viewer from Hungary. And
I'm not hungry. I just ate dinner.
Well, good. What'd you have, Shep?
I had ribs. Leftovers. They were leftovers.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, you know.
I had chili.
Ooh. It's too hot for chili, Paul, isn't it?
I thought the same thing. I questioned it, but I don't know. It hit the spot, man.
That's good. Like I feel like the first time I can cook chili, like I love cooking chili, like it's going to be mid-October. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be 40 degrees out and rainy, just shitty. We're going to have NFL on the TV. We're going to have like four or five cocktails. And let's make some fucking hearty chili. Like hearty. Like beefy.
Yeah, chili.
Cornbread. Yeah, fucking Shep, cornbread.
All right, there's a couple times. There's at least once a year that you start cooking chili at like 6 a.m. So I don't even want to hear it.
Oh. We're doing something different this year. I'll cue you in later.
Mod Ship.
You're going to be a part of it.
He says, Shep, you bitch about Tony's booking every time you lose at the pay-per-views. True, Majin.
It's because it's one stupid match. It's one match.
Oh,
and it's always
a women's match.
I make sense.
And Nick said he'll bring some poutine, too. When's the cookout?
Poutine. I love Canadians. October.
2 weeks from now.
October. What? It's October 10th is our next – is the cook-off there, Polly?
Oh, no.
Oh.
The cookout is in 2 weeks at your house for the pay-per-view.
Oh, we're going to do it. We're going to do it at my house? Okay. Hey, you Canadians.
How the hell did we get down this rabbit hole? Oh, yeah, because I said our little viewer from Hungary. And my God.
Hey, you loyal Canadians want to come down for the pay-per-view? We'll cook poutine. We'll cook ribs. We'll cook that Canadian goose you got up there. We'll cook it all. Hell, I'll make a smorgasbord and we'll watch Wembley. Let's go. I'm in.
Let's go. All right.
Paul's right around the corner from my house. Tanner, you got to drive a little bit. Yeah. Then you Canadians, you got to come over. You got to come over the border. Hope you get your passport. Let's go.
There you go. It's not quite as smoky right now here.
Yeah, you guys haven't fucked up our summer this year with your fucking fire.
We didn't help either. The West Coast states didn't help.
I don't claim the West Coast.
I knew that was coming. So, anyways, 5 minutes later, back to the email I was trying to get to.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
He sent this fun topic about a month ago, and I've been meaning to bring it up. I've been waiting for all three of us to be on the pod, and so he said there's things in wrestling that absolutely make no sense to him, and we just accept it because it's, you know, part of what we enjoy, wrestling, part of the game, but it would be impossible to reasonably justify for anyone else who just doesn't understand the rules of wrestling. He said, I'll give you some examples. Like, why are people in ladders suddenly three times slower or try reaching for the belts, even though it's ridiculously too far away? Sudden appearances of wrestlers and their themes are played. How does that work? Is there a jukebox at the entrance and everybody who wants to go out just presses this his or her theme song? Open challenges. How do like 50 people determine who will be the challenger? Why isn't there a queue of dozens of people who would want to take a chance? Why kick out near three? Why take the chance to almost lose the match? Why doesn't anybody block chops? So just a couple of them. What do you guys think about those? And what are some things that bug you guys?
Well, the ladder.
Fascinating.
Here's the thing. You got to remember one thing about the ladders. You and I and Workhorse over there, we go to Lowe's and buy a ladder. Okay?
Yep.
We can climb up it. The ladders they use for these title matches, those ladders, the steps are so far apart. It takes such a big step to get it to the next step. That's why they're so slow, guys.
There you go. There you go, Shep. Look at you. Look at you.
And Dragon Lee came on. He was on a podcast. Might have been a CVV podcast.
Who?
Anyway.
Okay. You know Dragon Lee?
No, I didn't say KOP.
Oh, I thought you said you talked to
Chris
him.
Van Vliet. Come on, keep up. And he said something about when he did his first ladder match, he thought they were going to be gimmicked, and they are not gimmicked. And he did not find out until he hit that move on the ladder.
Yeah, like Bob just said, plus a lot of times ladders break and such too. That's why you always see the ref holding them. Yep.
Safety. One of the things that always bugs me, and this is just me being me, why can you poke a referee and they're down for 20 minutes?
Yeah.
On TV.
Well, you don't know how they take the bump. And, like, you could push them, and if they fall on the back of their neck, I mean, they may be a little stinger there, Paul.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we're talking, we've seen some of these refs get hit and they're down, you know, 2 minutes into the match, and it's a 60-minute Ironman match, and they're out until the match is over. And then we've seen other referees deliver stunners to people or big moves to people.
That's Rick fucking Knox. He doesn't count.
Good old Knox.
No, that's referees whose pants don't fit for
Knox 10, sucks 000. So bad. He's the worst ref AEW has by far.
Thank he's you. Awful. How he long have I? How many times have I been saying that, Tanner? I've been saying that for years.
I feel like the last few weeks, not only just his pants don't fit, I've been paying close attention to him just working around the ring. He sucks. He sucks.
He does.
He's awful.
He does.
I mean, Paul Turner's good. Bryce is good. Aubrey's good. Knox is terrible. Good.
I've reffed one match in my life.
Yeah.
And you might be better than Knox.
No. I was under a mask and it was very hard to see.
Did your pants fit?
They did. They did.
Then you got you know what? You're right there. You got a little credit over there on Knox.
But I liked how he hit on the theme music, even though we all love theme music. It's a great part of wrestling. But yeah, that's always got me. Like, why does a theme music have to play for somebody to come out and a run in or something like that, you know?
And it's only certain people, exactly. Not everybody. Some people, it's like the first two or three people who are coming to assist, nothing. And then the last person, here's your music.
Yeah.
You remember Jeff Hardy when he tried to come save Matt? Matt's getting beat down. Jeff gets his music. He's juking. He's like, oh, I better run. I'm juking a little bit more. All right, I better go.
Yeah. Yeah. That was his AEW debut. That was great.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great.
That was great. There was somebody else.
Now he's wrestling for the TNA World Championship.
There was somebody else who did a spot like that. It wasn't AEW per se, but in some promotion where they came out for a similar, and they were like doing their pose or dancing. It's like, you need to get in there and save. I forget who that was.
It was probably Brian Cage on the Indies because he's a douche.
Man, he keeps getting TV time though, Shep. Big match for him this week.
Hey, speaking of Indies and douches, Tanner, did you see your least favorite indie douche lost?
Yeah, I'm a big Joey
Janela.
Yeah, heck yeah, that boy Joey.
You don't like Joey?
I do like Joey.
Joey's Marco stunt.
He put his foot on him and flexed with the pin. It was great.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I missed that. I know.
No, if Joey lost, he was done. He was retiring if he lost.
I know it was GCW homecoming weekend, and I haven't watched wrestling in 5 days, which I text you boys that.
Do the math to the listeners.
Steven Smith is good, Nick. Thank you. That's a name I forgot. One of the refs in AEW. He is good. Yeah, Jeff Cobb showed back up in New Japan and turned on United Empire.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his face threatened to kill the other guy with a sword?
Yeah, Colin Newman put the sword up to that one guy's neck. It's like, all right. This is what we're doing. Okay.
Yeah.
G1 finished last night, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't pronounce the guy who won's name.
Oh, it's all job. Ha ha.
Wow. Well, it was fun. It was fun, everybody. Thanks for having us on the Main Event Wrestling Network. Thank you.
Oh, come on. That's fun. I can't pronounce the guy's name either.
Yes.
I was kind of shocked after looking at the names in the G1 that was your winner.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Majin's going to know how to pronounce the name and he'll help us.
And that's how KOP ended Majin's.
Hey,
Majin always does how to pronounce everyone's
name. 5 years, boys.
I've said a lot worse shit.
Unfortunately, it's true.
At least it's going out on a three-man pod, not just a two-man.
Hey, and before, after, obviously, I already, you know, said that shit, and you guys are all worried, which I think is bullshit, but that's fine. You're forgetting. Up here. Oh, wait, shit. Over here. Up over here.
Lick a Paul's finger.
There we go. There we go.
Yes.
Main Event Wrestling Network, boys.
We are part of the Main Event Wrestling Network. If you didn't already know, now you know, and you need to know, and you should know.
You should know.
Give the network a follow at MainEvent_net, all social media. Join the public Discord. It's a great time. Everybody's grinding over on the network, making great content. Not just AEW. You got WWE, TNA, New Japan, AAA, Independence. In the Discord, you got Main Event, the Main Event Eat series, which is a food series going on. Which guys
try different
foods and rank it and talk about it. You got video game discussions. You got sports discussions. You got all types of things. Come hang out. Meet some great people. Make some new friends. You won't be disappointed.
And
how you know?
Oh, you know.
Hey, Mr. OTM. He's sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah. Put some respect to the Main Event Network's name.
I like the promo.
That was good.
I'll give him a little kudos. I like the promo. Yeah. And I've been thinking I'm gonna do some main event eats. I like to eat. Look at me.
Why don't you do your AOS ice bucket challenge?
I'm waiting on the fucking shirt, bro. Tanner.
All right.
I have a rebel shirt. I think it came Saturday. My wife just hadn't given it to me yet.
Fair.
But I think it's here. Well, right. I'm waiting on the fucking shirt, okay?
I'm more interested in who you're gonna nominate. So
I'm gonna nominate.
He's got a list.
I got two guys for sure.
Well, hey, I saw a good old Darby Allin fan in a golf outing I was in Friday. He was in the group in front of me. So got to chat it up with good old Darby Allin fan out there.
And Darby Allin fan might be on the list.
I might have wanted to get into his group because they were so damn slow.
Potato chip guy might be on the list too.
I figured.
Hey, JPJ.
I already nominated him.
He did.
Yeah, I haven't seen it though.
No,
I know. That's what I was gonna ask.
Think about it though.
One Paul. Out of the four, I think, have done the video.
Think about it, Paul. If you're living in Boston, would you want that city wall over your head? You might get a fucking herpy on your nose. I mean, Jesus. Maybe he's not doing it for a reason.
Oh,
this will be
Pluggo
fun.
Pluggo was in the chat earlier, and he got nominated too. Yep. So I don't know what he's
Pluggo's
doing.
A busy guy.
Pluggo, yeah. Who's that? Pluggo. Plug. What's his name? Bob. Is his name Bob?
Bob. And you do know some Canadians that listen to the show.
I do know some Canadians that listen to the show.
Yeah. I feel actually, like one's dying to get nominated.
Yeah.
I think
Majin's going to get nominated with thumbtacks and ice cubes,
maple syrup and thumbtacks.
Oh, maple syrup and thumbtacks. Oh, I like it. Yes.
See, English is hard tonight.
It's tough tonight. I forgot how to spell my name. we're off the hot start tonight. But
now, Steffi, I'll nominate Steffi, but she's just gonna have regular water and ice cubes.
That's fair. That's fair. Very nice.
You gonna nominate Mama Wayne?
Only if she wears white.
Hey, it's my wife you're talking about. I mean, my girlfriend, I mean, she sits on my lap for the ice bucket challenge.
Real quick, before we get into AEW talk,
yeah,
your stepson getting it done, Friday Night Ship, new ROH champ.
Yes.
Beating Bandito. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's time.
It's time. And if you're going to use ROH as a building block to your promotion, this is the perfect way to build. So yeah, I would bet you $14.
Nice. And he's been featured more on AEW lately, so that's not a coincidence.
But I think it's perfect though. I think I'm not a member of the ROH community, but I'm almost thinking about buying this because I think this
match, they put on good pay-per-views.
I think this match could be stupid good.
Yeah, they put on good pay-per-views. I'm not part of the Honor Club. I don't pay for the paywall, but I always know their pay-per-views, like AEW's. You know, they show out. So
it's banger after banger.
I think these two guys tear the house down.
Yeah. Got a few topics definitely want to discuss tonight. One of those being the Continental Cup, since we were talking about Nigel's injury, even though he went over Shibata last night. So we're down to 8 guys left in the tournament. We got Moxley. We got Jay White after he beat Finlay Wednesday night in a fun match. We got Orange Cassidy. We got Kyle O'Reilly beat his stable mate, his partner, Roderick Strong, last night in a fun main event. Roderick Strong has such a good theme song, by the way. We got Nigel. We got Eddie Kingston. We got who else we got? Who else am I missing? I'm trying to do this off the top of my head without looking up. Oh, Hechicero beat Brian Cage. And I'm missing one other. I'm missing an 8th. Oh, Claudio. Claudio.
Hold on. Who did Hechicero beat?
Your boy, Ryan Cage.
Not my boy.
Yes, he is.
It's Paul's boy.
No, I ran into him. He says he's looking forward to sitting down and having more steak with you again. That was a great time. He loved it. You're like his best friend, and he can't wait to see you again soon.
I can't wait till he comes over and gives Shep a chop on September 23rd in the Fishers Event Center.
Oh, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'll chop his ass back. I'll give him
I'll give him $40 if he does it.
I'll do it for free. I'll do it for a double vodka lemonade.
I mean, let's be honest. We're going to the Dynamite and Collision taping. We got really great seats.
Yep.
Thanks to Shep and his connections.
Connections. We'll talk about her later. She's kind of cute too, by the way. Just saying.
Anyway,
Cup. Yeah, and what I was trying to say there too, Paul, was with how Cage has been featured lately, he's probably gonna be on one of those two shows. That's where I was trying to go, but my lord, Shep is trying to throw us a bunch of curveballs tonight. All good.
Never mind. Let's move on.
All right, the Continental Cup. The winner's going to be decided at Wembley. You get the cup and you get the Continental Championship, which I think is stupid because we also have the C2 in December. But Tony loves himself a tournament. We all know that, right? Out of these 8 people, is it bad? I only think 2 have a legitimate chance to win this, and the other 6 are just setting up.
Who are your 2?
John Moxley and Jay White. I think that's your Wembley match.
Yep, I agree. I like Maj's comment there. He's decided who's going to replace
him. Oh, it's going to be Big Boom AJ in the Continental Cup.
God, this is why I don't like
who could be in a dark match before, this is why, or this, on Collision.
Wait, but this is why I said Majin, you're going to do the ALS challenge with maple syrup and thumbtacks because of comments like that. No, but I know you like Mox and Jay White. I do too.
I think it's the biggest match you can make out of all those 8 guys.
No. Mox and Kingston.
Nah.
Come on. They have way more history
than
Jay White and Mox.
But the Death Riders and the Bang Bang Gang have been kind of having a feud going on. And I love Eddie too, Shep. But Eddie hasn't been on AEW television enough this year to justify him getting all the way to Wembley.
He's coming back. But could you imagine, though, even if you give these guys a week build-up, these guys, the way they could talk, the way they can talk about their history, they're going to make me mark out because I'm a mark for those two guys, but they could sell some people on this.
I hate to say it, Shep, but if I'm ranking guys 1 through 8, Eddie might be my 7th favorite.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, Shep. Honestly, hear me out, Shep. Okay,
I'll hear you, Paul.
Will you? The C2 is right around the corner. Unfortunately,
let me get to the mute button real quick. Go ahead.
it's Jay White Kingston or Moxley Kingston. I forget how it's going to line up. Kingston comes up just short. So he wants another shot at it. He puts himself in the C2. That's where we start building a feud with him and Mox. So it's not just a week. You get this good big build feud that ends up in the C2 somewhere as these two face off. Even if it's in the finals of the C2. You could build it that long that Kingston's just going out there saying, you know what? I'm coming for you, Mox. You know, don't you dare lose this tournament. It's going to be you and me in the finals after everything we've been through and the times I've cleaned up your puke and held your head up when you had hair and this, that, and the other. I mean, they could go on forever. Not just a week, not 2 weeks. Give me months.
Now Tanner, write this down. You got a pen? Okay, write this down. It's 9:05. It's August 16th.
2026.
I maybe agree with Paul. I don't dislike that, Paul. I think that could work as well. Did you write that down, Tanner?
I did.
I'm just saying, you're right, Shep. These two have a lot of history. So giving them a week or two or three is not enough of a feud to pay off with.
Okay, but they have enough history where maybe a week could sell a bunch of shit. Which
you're
I think
right.
You're going to have two shows before Wembley, you know, if you give them a week. Those two guys are good enough. They could sell it in two shows.
They could. And I'm not disagreeing with that. But imagine how much they could sell if it was a couple months.
No, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
He loses the match. First thing he does is pick up the microphone and say, I'm going to be the first entrant into the C2. Mox, you don't lose that title. I'm coming for you.
Hey, old Tanner, you're being awful quiet.
I was trying to look up if we knew who's facing who. It's blind draw, so we don't know the matches yet. I was wondering if they announced any for Dynamite of the Continental Challenge.
Where is
but Dynamite? We do know we're getting Dynamite this week is in Baltimore.
Okay,
we're getting a trios match: Omega and the Bucks versus El Clone, Mark Davis, and Jake Doyle. And we're also getting a trios match: Will Ospreay and two of his United Empire buddies versus Brian Cage, Rocky Romero, and Lance Archer.
So who's the buddies?
It's not Colum. It's I can't pronounce names from Japan, but Francesco Akira. And we've seen these two with Ospreay on Dynamite. And then Hanare, I believe. The one dude's got tattoos on his face. Yeah. We've seen them on Dynamite with, and then we got a TBS title 4-way match: Chris Statlander, Maya World, Persephone, and Hikaru Shida.
Who's coming out on top?
I don't think Maya World loses this title yet. My God, are we gonna
let
it change hands again? This quick.
I'm just saying.
She's rolling into Wembley.
Yeah, I think so too. Was Shep okay? His boy Jay Lethal was on TV again this week.
I don't know why you guys hate on Jay Lethal so bad.
But I'm glad you brought that up, Majin.
On Jay Lethal.
Because this leads me into my next topic. Because we saw Lethal and Blake Christian and Lee Johnson part and with the demand out there.
Lethal Twist.
Lethal Twist with the demand. And they came out in response to a few things. We had Hangman and Brodito, the new trios champs. They even have their own theme music now. Which, Paul, I do want your opinion on Hangman being a Trios champ because we didn't get it last week. So go with that first, and then I'll follow up with the topic. But
I texted to you guys, should have done it sooner or with a different group. But when he was with that group, the Trios title didn't exist. I didn't think about that at the time. But it made sense to do it with, as you guys refer to them, the Dork Order. Because at least there had been a story there. This is just, once again, we don't know what to do with Hangman right now. Let's throw him into Trios. Oh, and let's give him gold because he can't get the world.
Yes, I'm not disagreeing with anything you said. But if this is the road they're going down on, and they are, I thought we made a lot more sense this week. We saw the return of whose house? Swerve's house.
Swerve's house.
He has history with Bandido. Who? He has history with Brody. He has tons of history with Hangman. Well documented. That feud's never going to go away. They can revisit it whenever they want.
Who?
And it looks like he, maybe they're teasing that he could be bringing two partners in and getting involved, because we saw Ricochet and The Demand come out, in which I thought was Ricochet's best promo he's ever cut.
Who?
Ever cut. And I know you don't like him on the mic, Shep, but God damn it, Paul, shut up. But, Shep.
What?
Shep, you got it. You have to admit that Ricochet's promo was the best he's ever cut. He pretty much said, why are you three? You know, you're not a Trios. You're coming in here. We want our, a title shot. Him and Swerve look at each other. I mean, Swerve's bringing in Kofi and Austin Creed, right? That's what sure looks like. And how do you guys feel about that? Yes, Paul, you can speak now.
Which, hold on, before Paul speaks. Paul, shut up. You can't speak. No. That was mean. I should have done that. Bring it. Hey, Paul's back. I think if you're bringing in the New Day, Kofi and Austin Creed.
Daybreak, as it's rumored. Daybreak
or whatever. If you're bringing them in, what better trios to beat? Because you're not going to make them lose on their debut. What better trios to beat than, what do you call them? That?
But do you think they'd switch the title that quickly again?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Look what they did to Ciampa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ciampa did it. So I'm not taking away from Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah.
But these guys are way more over than Ricochet and his douchebags.
But do you admit though, Ricochet did have a hell of a promo?
It was a
Wednesday. I thought it was really good. You've been gone.
I've been gone. I saw tidbits on Twitter, on the Twitter, the X. It was okay.
High praise for you saying something is okay of Ricochet's on the mic. That's high praise.
He's still a dumbass to me, but whatever.
But like at first, and I love Swerve. Swerve's one of my boys. I got a Swerve shirt on tonight. Like I was happy he's back. I'm like, what are they gonna do with him going into Wembley? We found out. I think it's a good spot to put him in. And I was like, I don't know if I like Kofi and Creed coming in as a trios, because they were trios for so long in the WWE until Big E broke his neck. But this would be perfect, because last time we saw them in the WWE, they were heels. So they're going to get a huge pop when they come in. But Swerve's like a tweener, They could be a tweener then with him and be an aggressive style. I think it's a really good spot. Puts him in with some big talent like Hangman. I think it's a really good spot.
Absolutely.
May I speak now?
Yes, you can.
Go ahead, Paul.
Okay. Still not a big fan of the name. Daybreak just doesn't. I mean, it's
if that's
weird.
The true name they're coming in with,
right? Right. I mean, Kofi just filed for some new stuff this week.
I'm not trying to pronounce that.
KMS or KSM?
Yeah, I'm not trying to pronounce. Yeah.
KSI.
No, it's KSM.
Exactly what Majin says. Them being with Swerve immediately puts them near the top of the card. Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've seen a lot of people all over shitting on this because, oh, they were trios in WWE. Yeah, but here's the problem. They were probably a tag team just as long as they were a trios, if you actually sit and look at it, because the New Day started as a tag team, then it became a trios, then it went back to a tag team, and then it was on and off as a trios tag, and then Big E's injury led to, unfortunately, being a tag until the end. And they were so over as baby faces that it didn't really matter what they did as heels. People still liked them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like except when Woods at the time wore that stupidly, ridiculously large hat that was just god awful ugly.
Maj said, then when that feud is done, they're going to feud with the elite. I thought the same thing, especially if Kenny loses the belt to Ospreay at All In. Then, even though I could see the Bucks, I'm not trying to put my predictions out there yet, but I could see the Bucks being the new tag team champs. But you could have that, then that trios match there, and there's a lot of history with Kenny and Swerve. Makes a lot of sense.
So
you got history with Kenny and Creed too.
Sure.
Oh, that's video game. It's not really history.
So it doesn't matter. It's
video game.
It video doesn't games. Matter.
Video games.
Oh, Jesus.
Up, up, down, down is one of the best championships in the world.
Down, down,
left. Boom.
Up, up, left, down, or up, up, down, down, left, right, start, A, B. There's your all access cheat code.
So back to it. Kofi Kingston has filed the trademark of KSM. Kofi Sakoti Messiah.
KSM works.
I think I pronounced that pretty good because it's Shep.
Coming from you, yes.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. Sean Martin. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Sean Martin on YouTube says, if Swerve is bringing in Kofi and Creed, it is likely they are the first members of the NBC. I would like Buddy and Ciampa as the others. That would be cool. Ciampa's got history with Prince Nana from ROH.
I don't want another. I don't want another faction there.
It's how you take out the Death Riders and the Don Callis family.
Death Riders. Let's be honest, they're done.
Hold on.
They've been on the back burners, taking L's for weeks. They're done.
Their leader is the Continental Champion. He never loses. Claudio's still in the tournament. Okay, Yuta and Garcia take some L's.
Well,
but, okay, thank you.
But they're on TV every week. They're not done. I'd say they're more interesting now than they have been in a long time.
Being shocked that Yuta and Garcia are taking L's is like being shocked that Brandon was taking L's when the Young Bucks had him wrestling.
Good old Cutler.
Cutler. Couldn't think Cutler for a minute.
And I'm glad we're talking about the Elite because that brings me up to something else with Swerve I wanted to bring up. We saw a hell of a main event match Wednesday night between Jack Perry and Mox, part of the Continental Cup. And Jack got busted open. My God, he was bleeding like a sieve.
That was red. But a lot of red.
Last night on Collision, he and Jack Perry came face to face because Jack Perry was cutting a promo how someday he's going to be world champion. I'm thinking, yeah, probably someday he will be because Tony loves him, like way down the road. But Swerve pretty much said, you're not on that level yet. And Jack goes, oh, but I think I am. And I'm like, they're going to play that back because that's going to be a feud at some point probably this year, Jack Perry versus Swerve. So another member of the Elite there getting in the mix.
And while we're talking about Kofi and Creed coming in, brings me to my points that I was talking about earlier about Wembley and Joe. If you have too many debuts or returns, you're already going to overshadow everything on the card with Ospreay Omega. let the only other real big thing that comes out of this be Kofi and Creed. Because if you get those two, and let's say you get, okay, fine, her winning too, shut up. You get Kofi and Creed, you get Samoa Joe, you get, you know, a couple other returns or debuts. It's going to feel stupid because you've got two big title changes, seven debuts or returns. It's not going to be anything that actually felt like it should be something. So you have just Kofi and Creed debut, the title change that you want to happen, Tanner, that's going to cause you to never mind, and Ospreay and Omega. There you go.
I mean, right now we're looking at the All In card. We have eight matches confirmed right now, and I mean, this would be a hell of a card at just eight, but we know Tony's got to put some more on there.
There's now, Willow,
Tony Khan,
14,
especially since he starts at 1 o'clock. We got Willow defending the AW Women's Championship against Mercedes, Kenny defending the AW Men's title against Will Ospreay, Cope and Cage defending against the Young Bucks, the World Tag Team titles. We got Andrade and MJF 1 and 2 in the Men's Casino Gauntlet match for a future world title shot. Ciampa's also in it. We don't know the other participants. We got the Continental Challenge Cup to be determined. Divine Dominion, Lena Cross, and Megan Bain versus the Brawling Birds, Alex Windsor, Jamie Hayter for the AEW Women's World Tag titles. False Count Anywhere for the TNT title. Kevin Knight, the Jet, Kevin Knight versus Darby Allin, and a match I'm really looking forward to. Three-way match. Usually we say three-ways and triple threats are lazy booking.
Lazy booking.
I think this makes sense, but I want your opinion. Kyle Fletcher defending the international title against Konosuke Takeshita and Kazuchika Okada. Does this one make sense, Shep? Or is it still lazy booking?
Yes. No. Does that make sense?
Yes, no.
Yeah.
I get it. It makes sense because of Okada, Fletcher. They've had that tension. Takeshita, we've been so high on him for so long. He's coming off of the G1.
Yep.
Putting him back in there, he was Don Callis' family. So you got Don Callis family.
A lot of history, all three guys.
A lot of history there. This one, okay, I'll give you a pass. I agree.
I'm right there with you.
All pass.
Right there with you.
Because I think there's beef between Fletcher and Okada.
Mm-hmm.
There's beef between Fletcher and Takeshita.
Mm-hmm.
But there's beef between Takeshita and Okada.
Yep, all the way around.
So it's a big, it's a circle. It's a circle.
It's a circle.
It's a circle life.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at, Paul? Don't you start laughing on me.
And Maja said, don't forget Takeshita being Fletcher's former work husband, LOL, before Fletcher chose Okada.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Can we just pronounce it right, please? It's Takeshita. Get it right, guys. Takeshita.
No, every time I see that, I'm like, Takeshita. But like I really try.
There's no end. That's why I stopped trying to pronounce it.
I really try hard to be somewhat professional on this thing.
Yeah, okay. Now, let me ask you this regarding this match. We've seen it happen time and time again. Every time Don Callis pushes one member of the family, he turns on them. We've seen the screwdriver reemerge here recently. Is it Fletcher's turn yet? Or do you think we save it for further into the year?
If one of these guys is breaking away from the Callis family, I think Okada's more likely to break away than Fletcher right now.
Yes. Yeah.
But I see this, Paul, as in my, once again, I'm not trying to show my cards for my predictions, but I could see Okada and Fletcher being so wrapped up and not letting the other one win the title. Big Take walks out again. Let's champ.
Big boom? Take.
Big Take.
Paul, don't start that big boom shit. You've been doing so good so far tonight.
Look, I already got Tanner riled up tonight. Now it's your turn. You did. And I just had to say one word. Who? Or was it bald that set you over?
It was just all sorts of freaking one-worded lines that... I'm going to kill you.
This is fun. This is fun. I'm just sitting back. I'm just sitting back smiling right now.
Majin, who are you referring to when you said there's a name that's missing from the card so far that really shouldn't be?
Samoa Joe.
Brian Cage.
Fuck off.
Jay Lethal.
Okay. You tell me right now that Jay Lethal is not a better professional wrestler than Brian Cage. You tell me right now in a straight face. I'm not talking to you, Tanner. I'm talking to Paul.
Okay.
Paul, you look at me right in the eyes. And we're on camera here. You tell me that Brian Cage is a better professional wrestler than Jay Lethal. You tell me that with a straight fucking face.
Brian Cage is not a better wrestler than Jay Lethal.
Thank you. Okay.
But all right. Brian Cage is in with the right family, the right names, the right people that it gets him TV time.
Very true.
Into the camera. Is that close enough to looking in your eyes?
Is Brian Cage a world title contender? Absolutely not.
No.
Is he a good working hand? I think he is.
He's the muscle you send out there to take care of your problems so you don't have to get sweaty.
There's a reason we have a 0 hour on every PLE.
You want me to get both of you boys fired up with something?
Are you just trying to piss us off tonight, Tanner?
Bring it on.
Hey, I'm ready. Go ahead.
You know what I've been enjoying? I mean, I'm not enjoying the fact that he's on the shelf, but I've been enjoying getting a break from Mark Briscoe being on my television.
That's because you don't like professional wrestling.
Nope, I just come here and talk for an hour 15.
Hey, Tanner, you might as well just go watch the Fed.
Ouch.
See, I'm not that bad, Tanner, because here's the thing. I'm right with both of you. I feel that Turner and Tony felt bad because they didn't bring the Briscoe boys in together sooner. And now we only have Mark doing everything, who, let's be real here, Shep, you can disagree with me all you want. Mark was the lesser
of the two.
Well known of the two. He did less singles competition. I mean, I don't think he did very many singles competitions until he got into AEW. Jay was always the one who did that.
Jay had the singles run. Jay held the world title in ROH. So, I don't disagree with you, Paul.
But I feel that to make up for the fact that they didn't bring them in together, they just said, Mark Briscoe every single week. Here's Mark. Let's make it up.
Yeah, and I'm not a Mark Briscoe hater like everybody says. I just wanted to get a break from the guy. And I hate to say that he's on the shelf. That's where I get a break. But then it'll be better when he comes back. I mean, every single week, it was just getting redundant. I was getting tired of it.
And we kind of were starting to get to that point with Eddie at one point, too. And now everybody's loving that Eddie's back.
Agreed.
Not you, Shep. We know you were there. You cried when Eddie got taken off of TV, just like you cry when Jay Lethal gets taken off of TV. And you cry when Brian Cage gets TV time.
I just think Jay Lethal is so much better than Brian Cage.
And I'm not saying you're wrong.
Oh, God, Majin, if we get women's trios titles, oh, God.
No.
I called this first, Majin. Shut it. I called this first. I said they're working towards that.
If we get women's trios titles, I'm going to do this shirt. I'm going to do this podcast next week with no shirt on. Or when?
Oh, the following week after we get it.
There's already too many titles. The women's division's a mess. No.
But I felt we were heading this way when we started forming these women's groups.
You said tags.
No.
But you're right.
I said tags, then we got tags. And I said, now are we doing the same thing with trios? Because, you know, we had the Triangle of Madness at that point. Then we were starting to see Harley and Chris. And they had somebody at one point. And now we're back to, once again, Mercedes has two people with her.
Hey, what do you do with Tekla for Wembley?
That's who Majin was referring to earlier. That should be on the card. I agree. We haven't seen her since she lost the belt, which is really weird. I know what I would do. I would have her come out, talk shit about Stardom. And don't even advertise it. That she's going to be there all in. Have her come out, talk shit, do an open challenge. Kairi Sane comes out.
Oh.
Kairi Sane, Tekla.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fine. I'll let you have that as the other debut for Wembley. That's it. No more. That's it. Cut it off. No more.
What if I don't think her contract's up till early 2027 based on the rumors, but what if there's a former hugger in the WWE that's available for All In? Paul, you're cutting her off too? She can't come in either?
No, hold on. Mama Wayne said she can give me a hug.
That's fair.
I'll take a hug from the hugger.
Shep's just taking them all. Shep doesn't let anybody have
He's greedy. Bastard.
I am very, very greedy, but I would take a hug from her.
I mean, Paul, so you're saying she couldn't come in either if she's available?
Look, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you're getting too many debuts on Wembley. It's going to get overlooked. It's going to feel pointless. It's going to feel like Danhausen's debut at this point if you get too many debuts. That's all I'm saying.
No, because
you've got Wembley right now, and then you've got All Out right around the corner. Do it at All Out.
At least you get a month break between the two.
Yes.
Finally.
Do it at All Out.
Backtracking down is trying to say face.
No.
You mean to tell me.
I'm not backtracking at all.
You mean to tell me if you get a hugger debut that you're going to be upset?
I'm not going to be upset, but I feel like it's going to end up feeling like nothing. It's not going to be important. It's going to be, oh, hey, Bailey debuted. Oh, hey, Kairi Sane debuted. Oh, hey, Daybreak debuted. Oh, hey,
Mercedes
won the title. Oh, hey,
Kenny
lost the title.
But I think those are going to be before the pay-per-view.
What?
To have that many people, you'd have to have like
seven.
The debuts. I think they'll be before that.
We got 2 weeks, man. We only got two Dynamites left.
Yeah, no, I I'm not talking about the hugger. I don't know. I think the daybreak comes before.
I thought
before
so,
Wimble.
But I think they're saving it. I think we all know what's going to happen, and it's like Swerve and two partners. And then we know it's going to happen, but still get a huge reaction.
I don't know. I think they could sell those final tickets. Those finals tickets if they debut them the week of.
Yeah. But couldn't you say they would sell just as many if they tease it like Swerve and two partners, because everybody knows who it's going to be. Probably. As long as they do that. I mean,
yeah, probably.
If they set it up that way, yeah, that's gonna sell just as many tickets as if they say.
But let's not talk about tickets. Let's talk about pay-per-view buys.
Well, that's what I'm counting those as ticket sales too.
No, let's look at that. Like if you're gonna go to Wembley, whether you're coming from the States, coming from that country that's on fire up north, or anywhere else. Like, you're going to go to Wembley and, like, you know, partake. If you're sitting here in the lovely Midwest and you're on the fence about buying the pay-per-view, I would rather bet on already knowing that the Daybreak's there and whatever they're called, compared to hoping they show up. Like, I feel like they get more buys that way. It's all about the buys, man. It's all about the buys.
Yeah, but I feel like if you're going to do it, it needs to be next Wednesday on Dynamite. No later than halfway through the show. You can't save it for the last segment of the show.
Why? Why not? Finish the show with it. Go off the air with it. I'm buying the pay-per-view. Or I could be the dumb son of a bitch that says, son of a bitch, I'm going across the pond. I'm going to watch this. I'm going to Wembley.
Well, not all of us have main event Shep money, okay?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
I know.
There's people out there that are like, look, all right, I'm watching the pay-per-view. Oh, shit. All of a sudden, I'm going. There might be a handful that says, I'm going across the pond.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, look at it, Shep. We thought AEW's in Detroit. We're getting Motor City Machine Guns on Dynamite.
Which they haven't done shit with since we saw them.
They came out on Collision.
And they tuned in, or they showed up on Collision, got people to tune into Collision in hopes.
Yep.
Now, I left it on, but a lot of people probably would have shut it off as soon as they went, oh, okay, they're there, I'm good, turn it off. Because of that, I don't think you can drag this on till 10:01 before their music hits, because you're going to have people who are already, screw it.
I don't know. It's a tough one, but I think the company would get more clicks, pay-per-view buys, seats sold, if these guys debuted a week ahead of time.
Yeah, but then that means you've got to put them on the pay-per-view.
They're already on the pay-per-view with Swerve. They have a spot.
All right.
He got you. He got you there.
He did.
He got you there.
He did. And Paul is wrong again.
First, hey, this is the first drink of the night, by the way.
Enjoying the show? Whole part of the show.
I knew that. I just had a play because I'm trying to get spit taken and it about worked.
Yes, Majin, Shep won that round.
Yeah. Anything else, boys, you want to hit on?
I'm excited about Paul's outro tonight.
Me too. Osprey Omega feud. I'm still digging the back and forth.
I'm still digging. I do want to say this. All right. We live in America, right? See? Last I checked, this is America.
America. 250, baby.
I'm going to get a lot of backlash for this from some
that's a shitty
Americans,
pay-per-view, by
like Shep.
Shitty pay-per-view. Backlash. Shitty
backlash.
At backlash.
It's a new era.
Backlash.
It's all part of the show. Backlash.
Sorry.
Anyway, can we like narrow down the number of times we're going to pretend to shoot people with our fingers? Let's leave it to the guns and that be that.
Fair.
We've got Usos throwing out warning shots left and right. Stephanie Vakir's throwing out warning shots left and right. Osprey's throwing out warning shots. Let's just leave this gesture to the guns and let's put our guns up.
Hey, you're not Usy enough.
I don't want to be Usy enough. I don't want to yeet either. That's Tanner. See, there he goes. He's ready to yeet again.
Yeet!
He he's gonna yeet all over himself if he doesn't calm down.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you started out with the bloodline, like,
it stuff sucks ass. God, now there's another
all Samoan wrestling.
Let's just keep bringing them in next 10 years.
TKO present all TKO Samoan sucks. Wrestling.
Company sucks right now.
It's boring. It's very
with
boring.
Their tribal chief awful. And their forever champion, Roman Reigns.
Oh, come on. You can at least say his name.
And then The Rock.
Joe. I'm calling him Joe.
Yeah. And everybody's going to do it for The Rock.
The shit sucks, but you guys gotta be a little bit more positive.
I do love myself some KO though. I do love myself some Kevin Owens.
I enjoy Kevin Owens. I enjoy.
Sami Zayn. Like that little back and forth promo with him and Punk, and he's like, when KO was like, "You've always been rude to my friends," and I don't mean just those three.
Yep. Yep.
What are they doing with Dominic? Just making him take all these L's.
They've screwed that up.
As usual. Oh, here's something that's super hot right now. Oops, we dropped it.
I mean, he's good. He's really good.
He got cursed.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
Before Danhausen. He got cursed before Danhausen.
I love it. I love it. It took about 4 weeks before everybody's like, okay, this Danhausen shit sucks. We're over it. Like, just
shove it down your throat.
We know AEW kind of dropped the ball with him a little bit, but okay, now we're sick of him.
Yep.
Like, he was funny. We all popped. All right, now the shit's stupid.
Yep.
And they put him in too many storylines way too fast. You know, he had the stuff going with Miz and Kit Wilson. That was phenomenal. Then that all disappeared. Now we've got many housings out the yin yang. Now we're, you know, him in the Judgment Day. Oh, here's Joe Hendry. Oh, now here's the human monies on a pole match.
The best part that came out of this is the Miz versus the pitcher for Milwaukee that goes by the Miz, and they're getting ready to bring him in because we're all coming to Milwaukee in, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And they're bringing him in, which I think is great. Don't get me wrong. But guess what?
More celebrities.
More celebrities, less Danhausen. It's a fucking show. You here for the show? You like the show?
It's all part of the show.
It's all part of the show.
Enjoying the show? All part of the show, man.
Yeah, it's all part of the show. Yeah. Hey, that's all the Fed talk I want to talk about.
Yeah, I'm fed it out.
I'm fed it out.
I got Fed brain.
Go Fed yourself.
Get the F out.
Go Fed yourself.
Oh, the good old days.
And see, Maj, I've heard that from a lot of people. MySpace
is coming back.
Yeah, it's just what the world needs. Let's rank our friends in 2026 and have people kill each other over it.
What?
Yeah.
What'd Tom's you going say? Number one again.
What did I say? I said, yeah, let's just have everybody rank their friends again in the world 2026 and have each other kill each other over it.
That's aggressive.
Well, the world's stupid. People are dumb.
And that's why we need MySpace. I need to be able to create
what?
My profile to, you know.
MySpace was when I was trying to figure out if I had pubic hair or not.
Yes, and it's coming back, Shep. KOP will be on MySpace, I bet you.
Wait, what's down there?
It was all good till you peed out of it, right, Shep?
Well, holy shit, there it goes. You're talking about MySpace?
Yes.
There's no such thing as MySpace.
Yet. When it returns, KOP will be on MySpace.
I'll let you run that one like you do the tickety talk. So.
X.
I need videos for the tickety talk.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been slacking, my bud.
Yeah.
Just rip them from some other social media.
Yeah, still from OTM.
Yeah, we need to wrap this thing up, Majin. You're right. Where is the show going?
Hey, it was because Tanner said get the F out, and it made me think of MySpace because it was around the same time.
True.
What?
And AOL chat rooms.
The good old Messenger.
What the fuck is that?
Dude, come on. You're not that old.
I did not go to AOL chat rooms.
I didn't get into them. I did
MSN Messenger. That was the thing in my life.
I had MSN Messenger.
I had ICQ. Remember ICQ?
Nope.
Woohoo. Like you got a message?
Yahoo.
No, ICQ, dummy. ICQ. Remember ICQ?
No.
That's a hot take, Majin. A lot of people love it.
Wow. And here, Majin, I wore a shirt for you tonight. Freaking
Dragon Ball Z.
Now you're gonna tell me that.
Paul's taking his shirt off there for a second.
No, I'm not taking my shirt off.
Hey, honest question. Honest question. I'm not being dick. What's Dragon Ball Z? Honest question. I have no clue what Dragon Ball Z is.
It's a manga and is that, anime.
Is that like Pokemon?
From the same country, yes, but completely.
Okay, I'm close. I'm close.
There's more action. There's more fighting.
Wait. You're talking. There's more action in Dragon Ball Z than Pokemon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they're both cards, right?
No. Dragon Ball Z. Well, there are cards you can buy for it now, but it started out as a manga, which is a comic book.
A manga?
But it's thicker and you read it backwards. And then it became an anime, which is a cartoon.
Wait, man, hold on a second. You buy something and read it backwards?
Yes.
I need to go to bed.
No, Shep, you are not. This is all real.
Why would you read it backwards?
Because that's how it's designed. I can see the look Tanner's giving me over his microphone. So it's time to wrap this show up.
Hey, Paul, I love it. I appreciate you at all. Read the shit backwards. Let's go.
All right. Oh, be sure to follow the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Listen to the Kicking Out Podcast wherever it is you listen to your podcast. And be sure to leave us that 5-star review because we are 5-star KOP. Don't forget to check out the Main Event Wrestling Network, the group of great, fantastic guys talking all sorts of stuff. You're not going to want to miss any of that. Be sure to head over to kickingoutshop.com and get your merchandise. I got a Mountain Dew Paul shirt on the way. Tanner's got the cup there. You can support a great podcast and look absolutely fantastic doing so. And when we are down in Fishers watching Dynamite, we will be all rocking KOP merch. So you'll get to see it on TV even. Look at that. And be sure to follow each of us on social media. You can follow Austin Shepherd at the Shep. What is it? 27?
The Shep 27. Come on, Paul.
See, there we go.
Yeah, there you go.
You really need to change that to at Main Event Shep. You need to change your handle.
You really do. It'd be a lot easier on my brain.
I got to figure out how to do that.
I could walk you through. It's not very hard.
Okay.
Follow Tanner Lee at Tanner Lee 92. See, that one makes sense to me. And follow myself at Paul Zartman 87. And with that, for Austin Shepherd and Tanner Lee, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye and good night. Bam!